A couple of weeks ago, an all-women's drumming group in western Japan was preparing to travel by bus to a concert in Fukushima. Then came the earthquake, the tsunami, and the nuclear crisis. The concert was called off. The drummers stayed behind. And correspondent Sonia Narang reports that they're still wondering what they can do to help.
Inside a large practice hall in Hakusan City, three women shout as they beat sticks against large wooden drums. The group is called Hono Daiko, which means blazing drum. They play taiko, a Japanese drum with a 2,000-year history. For months, they had planned to perform in a big drumming concert 300 miles away in Fukushima. But the earthquake struck just a day before, destroying the area. Hours later, television news began to show footage of explosions at nuclear reactors in Fukushima. All day, they watched the horrific images of the earthquake and tsunami-affected areas on television. Chieko Kinoshita, who joined the group 8 years ago, says she is still in shock. It's very hard to watch what's happening, she says. It hurts my heart to see it. If the group had departed a day earlier, they would have been in the earthquake zone. But they have mixed feelings about escaping the tragedy. It's a complicated feeling, she says. On the one hand, if we had been there, we would have been stuck in harm's way. Even though we were safe, we kept wondering what we could do to help. The drummers have performed all over the world, but it's their performances in the tsunami-affected areas that they now recall. Several years ago, they played in Rikuzen Takata, a small town on the northeastern coast of Japan that was completely wiped away by the recent tsunami. It looks like everything there is gone, Kinoshita says. Perhaps a lot of people that have watched our concerts there have died. When I think about that, I wonder, what can we do? Hono Daiko formed about 25 years ago when female taiko drummers were a rarity. Akemi Jige, the group's founder, is 58. She says she's never seen such a disaster in her country. Watching TV, I feel very helpless. I want to do something to help, but I cannot. I want to give them power. The people left alive will face many hardships. The women teach students of all ages. One student, Naoko Okada, is from Kobe. She remembers when the great Hanshin earthquake hit her hometown in 1995, crippling the city and killing more than 5,000 people. She was in first grade at the time. She says, I know what it feels like, and I understand what people are going through now. This news brings back memories of the Kobe earthquake and reminds me of my family and friends in school. The drummers are hopeful they can bring taiko to Fukushima when the area recovers. They want to perform a memorial concert for the earthquake and tsunami victims when people are ready, says Akemi Jige. Right now, things are very hard for the people in Fukushima. If we could play the taiko for them with feeling, even for just a short time, we could give them a little bit of courage and energy. I would be very happy if I could help them. The Japanese have a word, ganbaru, which means to fight on or persevere. It will take a lot of perseverance, the drummers say, to band together and help their country get through this tragedy. For the world, I'm Sonia Narang, Hakusan City, Japan.